إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم وكان الله عليما حكيما. وليست التوبة للذين يعملون السيئات حتى إذا حضر أحدهم الموت قال إني تبت الآن ولا الذين يموتون وهم كفار
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعص الله ورسوله فلا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، الله created the creations and chose among the creations special ones. He created the universe, the globe. He chose Mecca and Medina as special towns. He created the months. He chose Ramadan. He created the days and he chose Dhul Hijjah, the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah, the best and most beloved 10 days to Allah and the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The most important 10 days of the year, more important than the last 10 days of Ramadan. They're more important except for the fact that the last 10 days of Ramadan may be pregnant with Laylatul Qadr. And the unique question is, why would Allah choose these things? Why would He choose towns? Why would He choose days? And among the reasons behind that is to remind you and to remind us all to take advantage of those days. The same work you do in days other than those days, you do them in those days and it's like getting extra credit. Allah's trying to tell you, come to me, turn to me, repent to me, take advantage of these days so you can come back to me. And that's the topic of us today. One of the main things, I know that last week, Dr. Adnan talked about the significance of the 10 days of Ramadan, of Dhul Hijjah. And among the most important, we take one aspect of it. Repentance to Allah. Repenting to Allah. Someone will say, why are you coming here telling us about repentance? The university has thousands of Muslim students, some of them are astray. We're only here a few students that come and pray, and you're telling us to repent? And I say the significance of repentance is very important. We think we're on the right track, but when you go and lash out, the first thing, the main sins that we commit. You go and leave your home, you probably left your home now. You and your father had a quarrel. That's a major sin. You yelled at him. You screamed at him. وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Treat your parents rightfully. You yell at them. You shout at them. You curse them. You curse someone who curses you back and causes you to curse. If you curse someone's parents and he curses you back by your parents, that's as though you cursed your own parents, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us. Prayer. Some people don't pray on time. They combine the Dhuhr and the Asr. the Maghrib and the Isha. You say, oh, at least he prayed. He's better than other people. That's a major, that's a gate, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a gate to the major sins, combining prayers. وَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ Woe to those who pray. الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنْ صَلَاتِهِمْ سَاهُونَ The ones who from their prayer are mindless. From their prayer, not in their prayer. From their prayer means they don't pray it on time. They combine the Dhuhr and Asr. This is exactly what Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma said about this verse. It's combining the Dhuhr and the Asr. Or sitting in your house with nothing better to do and waiting at the Asr time until Maghrib is about to happen. Moments before Maghrib happens, you get up quick and you pray the Asr. Whoa, wail, Ibn Abbas said, is a valley in hell. A valley in hell for those who combine the two prayers. A valley in hell that asks Allah to be secluded from the main valleys, from the main portion of hell. It has snakes and insects and animals. The other valley, that valley asks Allah to be secluded from the main valley in hellfire. For one who doesn't pray, not least prayer, doesn't pray on time. And the sins go on like that. People who backbite and backlash at people defaming their character, the cowards. Cowards who defame the character behind the backs. And they think it's easy. Allah said, أَيُحِبُّ أَحَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا You want to eat the flesh of your brother while he's dead? Look how unique that is. You know what Allah's trying to say? Who eats the flesh of meat? A dog. A dog, you're a dog. You talk about your brother, you talk about your sisters. Sisters talking about them, you're a dog. A major, these are not main sins. Major sins that you gotta ask Allah for repentance from. That's the first one. That's the first one that you gotta be aware of. Major sins that we need to repent from. Second one, minor sins. You go out, you glance, you say things you didn't mean to. You touch things you're not supposed to. You hear things you're not supposed to. These are minor sins that you also need to repent from. The third aspect why we need to repent is because we're preoccupied in life. You go work 8 hours a day. Allah gave you so much. And you should compensate and pay back by worshiping Allah. However, we don't. We don't have the time to. Repent in that in itself. You have to repent from that in itself. You also have to repent for those things that Allah gave you and you didn't thank Allah for. He gave you your eyesight. He gave you your hearing. You gotta, if you thank Allah all your lifetime for one eye, not one eye, a portion of a finger He gave you, that still wouldn't compensate for that which Allah granted you. Repent to Allah for not thanking Him enough for that which He gave you. And the fifth one and most important one is repent to Allah from prior sins you committed. What do I mean by that? Sometimes you go in a phase of your life where you commit a sin. When you were in high school, you probably committed a sin when you were 13, 14, right after puberty. And as you grow up in age, you pass through that sin. You stop making that sin because it was a sin or a fate of that time. You stop doing it. A girlfriend that you had, she dumped you. After high school, she went her own way and you went your own way. You didn't do that sin no more. That sin is gone. It's no more there. Someone you backbit, you talked about, you defamed him. He's gone, he's no longer in the scene. You don't talk about him no more. And you think because he's not around, because that girlfriend's not there, that's it. You're done with. No, you gotta repent from that sin. وَيَوْمَ نُسَيِّرُ الْجِبَالَ وَتَرَى الْأَرْضَ بَارِزَةً وَحَشَرْنَاهُمْ We will make the earth one level, one weight level. We gather everyone there. No one's going to be left out. فَلَمْ نُغَادِرْ مِنْهُمْ أَحَدًا Not a single human being or jinn is going to be left. وَأُرِضُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّكَ صَفًّا You come in lines. Everyone in lines. لَقَدْ جِئْتُمُونَا كَمَا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً You come to us like the day we created you the first time. بَلْ زَعَمْتُمْ أَن لَن نَجَعَلَ لَكُمْ مَوْعِدًا You thought there's not going to be no appointment. You backbit. You talked about the honors. You touched. You defamed. You looked. You heard. The haram. We're talking about the haram. You thought there's not going to be no appointment with Allah. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ The evidence, the prosecutor, the angel prosecutor brings the evidence. فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ The criminals, the sinners.
What's in that book?
The evidence. Just like when you go to courtroom today, prosecutor brings two suitcases of evidence. This is all the evidence we got. Oh my God, they ask, what's in that suitcase? He asks your lawyer, what do you got in his suitcase? What's the evidence you got against me? What's in that book? وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابِ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا. Oh my, oh my God, what's in that book? What do you got over there? مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرًا. Not a tiny little thing or a big thing, except what's in that book? That book, the evidence against me. مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Oh my, it's in that book? I did it when I was 13, right after puberty. But I quit when I was 14, and I died when I was 60. From 14 to 60, I couldn't... Ah, it's in there. You didn't repent. That guy that left the scene, the one no longer there. You backbit him. You left no flesh in him. He's no longer on. I quit. I only talked about him for 4 months. It's in the book. You didn't repent. You gotta ask Allah for repentance. Things that you go and leave without repentance, you're gonna be asked about them about Allah. That's why we talk about repentance. We have to repent to Allah. Look what the Quran says about repentance. The first point that I talked about, why we need to repent. The second point, look at how some people look to repentance. Sufyan al-Thawri, rahimahullah, a famous scholar. Scholar raised by Sahaba. His teachers were Sahaba. He said, I calculated my sins. They came out to be 21,000 sins. Raised by Sahaba. 21,000 sins. He said, I sat in distress and worry. What am I going to do? 21,000 sins. He said, I took my life from the age of puberty to the present time, year by year, everything I could think of, and I repented. He said, then I got up. I got up and stood up, and I felt lightweight. Why did he feel lightweight? All the sins, inshallah, were cleared by his repentance. Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu says, the things that happen to us in our fields, in our yards, are from our own sins. Anything that happens to you is from your own sins, and Allah forgives a lot. Asma radiallahu anha, when she used to get a headache, she grabbed her head and said, Wallahi, this is from sins I committed, yet Allah forgives a lot. This is from sins I committed, yet Allah forgives a lot that which I did. And then she recites the verse, وَمَا أَصَابَكُم مِّن مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ وَيَعْفُ عَنْ كَثِيرٍ. Whatever misfortune happens to you, Allah forgives it. And He forgives more than that. He only takes you by a little of that, little portion of that which you did. Allah said in the Quran, look at Tawbah in the Quran, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Oh, you my servants who transgress, look how sweet Allah's talking. Allah doesn't want to punish. Allah doesn't want to see no one in hellfire. Look how sweet. Look how sweet Allah's talking to us. My servants. Who are these servants? The sinners, the big servants, the big sinners, the major sinners. Despair not the mercy of Allah. Allah forgives all the sins. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ وَأَنِيبُ. After the sweet talking, little warning, little warning. Turn to your Lord in repentance. Before the day comes, وَأَنِيبُوا إِلَىٰ رَبِّكُمْ وَأَسْلِمُوا لَهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ أَنْ يَأْتِيَكُمُ الْعَذَابُ ثُمَّ لَا تُنْصَرُونَ. When you will see the hellfire, and you will have no one to give you victory. وَاتَّبِعُوا أَحْسَنَ مَا أُنْزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ. Follow that which was revealed to you, the Quran and the Sunnah. Before you see hellfire and you say, I wish I repented. One of the biggest things people in hellfire cry over is more than the torment, I wish we repented. وَهُمْ يَسْتَرِخُونَ فِيهَا. Shouting, رَبَّنَا يَا اللَّهُ أَخْرِجْنَا. Get us out of here. We'll go back and repent and do good deeds after that. All we had to do was repent and we wouldn't have been in here. Yes, that's all you had to do, repent, and you wouldn't have been in there. That's what makes their suffering in hellfire more miserable than the torment, the physical torment in itself. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. Look how sweet Allah is. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ. Allah wants, I want. What do you want? Ya Allah, what do you want from us? I want to forgive you. Allah tells you that. وَاللَّهُ يُرِيدُ أَنْ يَتُوبَ عَلَيْكُمْ. And those who are astray, the evil people, the fasiq, the sinners, the non-Muslims who want to lead you astray? وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ I want you. Allah says, I want you. Don't go to them. They want to lead you astray. But I want you to meet. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا مَيْلًا عَظِيمًا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُخَفِّفَ عَنْكُمْ Allah wants to make it easy upon you. وَيُرِيدُ الَّذِينَ يَتَّبِعُونَ الشَّهَوَاتِ أَن تَمِيلُوا He wants, Allah wants to make it easy. The evil people want to make you suffer and make this life hard upon you. Many verses in the Quran, وَسَارِعُ Flee, run to Allah in repentance. Why does Allah say run to Him in repentance? Why? Run. Because usually human beings say, oh, you know what? Let's do it tomorrow. Let's do it in a year. Let's do it in a week. Let's do it next. When I get older, 50 years old, I stop sinning, then I'll go make Hajj and repent. That's from the devil. Sofa, I will in the future. That's Allah says, run now, now do it now. Before you leave this Jum'ah, do it now. Because it's matters in the heart that you could do. It's so simple. So you won't meet Allah. You will meet Allah with a clean white record if you do that. وَسَارِعُوا إِلَى مَغْفِرَةٍ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَجَنَّةٍ عَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ وَعِدَّةٍ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ You do that and you repent, you got a garden of heaven bigger than the sky and the earth prepared for you. The Prophet ﷺ says, the hadith now, all you people, repent to Allah. Because I repent to Allah 70 to 100 times a day. Someone will say, why should I repent? The Prophet who doesn't make sense, repents 70 to 100 times a day. Because repenting in itself, even if you don't do nothing, is a worship in itself. Repenting in itself is like saying Alhamdulillah, 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 Allah raises you in heaven. Repenting to Allah, even if you don't have sins, is Allah will raise your levels in heaven with it. The Sahaba said, Wallahi, we used to count in one setting. The Prophet ﷺ saying 70 to 100 times, Astaghfirullah al-Azim wa atubu ilayh. I repent to Allah and I ask Allah forgiveness and I seek refuge in Allah. 100 times, and he, who is he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Allah wants us to repent. You know, Iblis, when he was ousted out of heaven, when he refused to bow down to Adam, he told Allah, by your majesty and your honor, he's talking to Allah, I'm going to keep leading them astray. I want to keep leading them astray. As long as their souls are in their hearts, in their bodies. Allah replied to him, by my majesty and my honor, I will keep forgiving them as long as they ask me for forgiveness. Allah wants to forgive. In the story of Bani Israel, when a man, in Sahih Bukhari, a man, and some of the details of this don't apply to us, because this is during the time of Bani Israel, a man was afraid. He committed a lot of sins. When he got old, he was on his deathbed, he told his children, Sahih Bukhari, told his children, when I die, you take my body and burn it in ashes. And you take half my ashes and go on the high mountains and wait for a windy day, so it'll take all my ashes and splatter them all over the world. And take the other half and throw them in the ocean. Because if I meet Allah with that, what I did, He's going to punish me so severely, He's not going to punish anyone like He punished me. But He died. They took His ashes, put half of it in the mountains on a windy day and half in the ocean. And Allah can recreate you. وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقًا قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامِ Who's the one who's going to create these ashes, these bones, when it vanishes and goes away and becomes dirt? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةً The one who created it the first time will recreate it again. Allah said, be, and it was done. Recreate it. Stand before Allah. Why did you do that? Why did you ask Him to take half over there in the mountains and half in the ocean? Said, Ya Allah, I did so much sins. And I feared You. And I feared that I'm going to be punished severely in hellfire. Allah says to him, because of your fear from me, enter heaven. No worry over you. Fear Allah. Part of fearing Allah is tawbah. Part of fearing Allah is you have to repent. In another story of Bani Israel, a man worshipped Allah for 20 years. And then he became a sinner for 20 years. And then he looked in the mirror. He seen white hair. And white hair is a sign that your destiny is coming soon. وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ The warning comes to you. The warning. Ibn Abbas interpreted the warning over here as the white hair that grows on your hair. That's the warning. You're getting old. You're getting old. The grave is coming to you. وَجَاءَكُمْ النَّذِيرُ He looked and he seen he has white hair. He says, Ya Allah, I worshipped You for 20. I made sins for another 20. And now, I don't think You're going to accept me again. He went to sleep and he seen in his dream, Allah said, You worshipped us for 20. Years, and we kept you close to us. You went astray for 20 years, and we gave you chances. And if you want to come back to us, you're more than welcome to come back to us. من ذا الذي أتى إلى بابنا فرددناه. Allah says, من ذا الذي, who came to our door and we shut it on his face? Allah, in the Hadith al-Qudsi, من ذا الذي طلب منا فما أعطينا, who asked us and we never gave it to him? Allah asking you. You know, Allah, the Hadith, in another Hadith, the Prophet ﷺ describes Allah as extending his hands out in the night time, so the sinner of the daytime will ask Allah for forgiveness. And he extends his hands out in the daytime, so the sinner of the night, open door 24 hours a day. يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ 24 hours. It's as though Allah needs us. When you read this Hadith about repentance, it's as though Allah needs us. We're the ones who need Allah. But Allah doesn't want to see us punished. So He said, just repent. That's all Allah's asking to you. In another Hadith, Allah says about a sinner, He says, if the sinners know how much I want them back, they would melt wanting me back as well. Imagine how it is for the one who's trying to strive to be on the right path. That's a Hadith. Look how Allah's forgiven. Look how Allah loves us. It's our duty to repent to Allah. During the time of Musa alayhi salam, they had drought and people were dying. And Musa alayhi salam gathered everyone, 70,000 people. He said, we gotta ask Allah for rain. And he began to ask. Allah revealed to Musa, you got a sinner amongst you. That's why our problems come. Min shuk min ma'asiyah. In the Hadith it says, min shuk min ma'asiyah. That's why Iraq is going to bomb the United States is going to bomb our brothers in Iraq. Shuk min ma'asiyah. One of the things we did, shuk min ma'asiyah, letting our lands and bases used against, letting the infidels, the non-Muslim, use our lands and bases against our brothers and sisters. Our ma'asiyah. Not only those on the high level, the traitors on the high level, but the traitors on the low level who apply and agree to this and think that's the solution to the ummah. Give it in. The lands where the Prophet, the revelation, the brightness from the sky and the earth revealed to, came out of there. The source of our revelation is now being used to demolish an innocent country. May Allah be with our brothers in Iraq. Why did that happen? Why did it happen? Because of our sins. One man was amongst them, Allah wouldn't bring them down any rain. No rain. Why? Because there's a sinner there. Get him out of there. Musa, get him out of there. Musa said, we got a sinner, you got to get out of here before the rain comes down. One of the sinners who thought it could be him, someone else, he started looking around for someone to step up. He knew it was him. Said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, 40 years I've been committing this sin. You didn't embarrass me. And you're not going to embarrass me in front of 70,000 people. Ya Allah, I repent. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, stop doing what I did. He repented to Allah. As soon as he said that, the rain began falling down. Musa said, Ya Allah, you're bringing out down rain and no one stepped out. He said, he repented to Allah. Musa said, but I want to see that man. I want to see that man who Allah brought us rain down because of him. He said, Ya Musa, Musa, 40 years, I've been covering up his sin. You want me to expose him to you now? Look how merciful Allah is. Allah wants us to forgive. Allah wants us to repent so He can forgive us. Just step a right few inches in the direction of Allah. Allah come running down to you, helping you and aiding you and supporting you in that which you need. Malik ibn Dinar, never say it's too late to repent. Malik ibn Dinar, one of the famous scholars, the most famous scholars you hear of. He's equivalent to the four imams. Malik ibn Dinar was a scholar when he gave a lecture in the Haram, in the mosque in Medina. Masses of people, he's a tabi'i, follower, right after the generation of the Sahaba. He used to tell students, I wasn't always like this. I was in my time, an officer, police officer. I used to be bullied. I used to push people around, hit people, curse people. Everyone, when I walk in the streets, they run away from me. He said, and one day I wanted a daughter. And I got married. Because I wanted to have a daughter. And Allah gave me a daughter. And I changed my life around to being a good man. When she got 3 years old, she fell ill. And I came home from work one day, and she's dead. My life changed around. I said, Wallahi, I'm going to keep drinking and drinking until I can't drink no more. And he kept drinking and drinking. This is a man after the Tabi'een. His story is in Sirah Alam al-Nubala, authentic story. He said, one day, after my daughter had died away, I drank so much, I said, I want to finish my life. I drank and got drunk and fell asleep. In my dream, I seen it's the judgment day. White earth. We're standing in lines. And everyone's being called up by his name. And I'm awaiting there. My name comes up, Malik ibn Dinar, come on up. And I stand up before Allah, and everyone around me vanishes. That's true, that's the image of the Yawm al-Qiyamah. Because when you stand in front of Allah, Allah doesn't want to embarrass you in front of everyone. He brings you close to Him. close, especially if you are repenting on the right path. Close them so no one else will hear. The masses of the people on the judgment day will not have come. And he stood before Allah. He said, then I got my book in my left hand. Sir Alam al-Nubala, authentic story, not a movie or a fictional story, a weak hadith. He runs. He said, I got it in my left hand. So I started running. I took it in my left hand and I ran. And a snake is behind me. On the judgment day, your deeds are going to come in a physical shape. Your sins are going to come in a physical shape. Either to assure you or to harm you. A snake is running after me. And I'm running. I see an old man there. And I say, where should I go? The snake is after me. He said, go in that direction. I ran. The snake is after me faster. So I run back to the old man. He's still after me. Where should I go? He said, go on top of that mountain over there. There you'll seek refuge. He said, I ran towards the mountain and all I could hear was young kids. And I heard someone say, Fatima, run after your father. Go help your father. Get him out of what he's going through. She said, she ran up to me and grabbed my hand and took the snake in the other hand. And then he told her daughter, who's the snake? Who's the old man? The old man, she told him, was your deeds. You minimized them till became fragile and old like that old man over there. He couldn't support you. Had you had a lot of deeds, he would have stood against that snake. The snake, that big, huge snake that you see over there, that's a huge snake. That's the sins that you committed, that you invested in, and you made up more and more, it's coming to attack you. Dad, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Isn't it time to repent to Allah? A verse in the Quran. And she kept repeating until he woke up. أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Isn't it time you repent to Allah? He said, I woke up saying, بَلَا, بَلَا, it's time to turn to Allah. Yes, yes, it's time to return to Allah. That was the change in his life. Rahimahullah became one of the biggest scholars of his time. Don't say, well, I committed 30 years of my life in sins, I can't go back now and become something Islam. No, you can become something important Islam, but it's important that you start the change. Another story, a unique story probably in every contemporary Tawbah book that has stories in it. Famous story, you probably heard it before. A young girl. Recent story, don't tell me you're talking about Malik ibn Dinar in the Tabi'in's time, and you're not talking about contemporary stories that could apply to us. A young girl sees her father, 5 or 6 years old, goes up to her father at night because he couldn't find his friends that night, the ones they committed sins with. So he took a videotape that had something prohibited in it. He began watching at night. His daughter wakes up in the one-third end of the night. The one-third when Allah comes down from the seventh sky to the first sky and asks, is there anyone who wants to repent? Is there anyone who wants anything? He said, I'm in that moment and I'm watching something sinful. She walks in on me. She sees what I'm watching and she says 2 words to me. Father, shame on you. Ittaqillah. Ya walidi. Aibun alayka ittaqillah. Shame on you. Fear Allah, my father. He said, she said that and I lost my mind. I shut off the TV, the video, and I ran hysterical in the streets. My daughter caught me in a situation like that and embarrassed me more so by the word she said, ittaqillah. And she's a young little girl that barely knows how to put phrases together. It's words from Allah. Words from Allah that he put on her tongue. He said, I drove around all night that night until I heard the adhan of the fajr. First time I hear it in the way I heard it. Always I hear it and I close it out of my mind. This time I heard it and I went in the masjid. I went in the masjid and the imam is reading, أَلَمْ يَأْنِي لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَن تَخْشَعَ قُلُوبُهُمْ لِذِكْرِ. Isn't it time you return to Allah in repentance? Isn't it time you declare your repentance to Allah? He said, I left from the prayer repenting to Allah from my sins. I go to work. The people see my face. They see that I'm tired. And they also see there are changes on my face. Because wallahi, when you repent, when you join the caravan of those who repent, Allah is going to brighten your heart. Allah is going to brighten your face. That's why you see dark faces with no nur in them. I'm not talking dark in color. Darkness that Allah puts on them. يَوْمَ تَبْيَضُّ وُجُوهًا وَتَسْوَدُّ وُجُوهًا. The day that black faces will be there. Black, not in color, but black as in darkness and white, bright faces. That's the effect of joining the caravan of those repenters. Everyone's asking, what's wrong with you? Why you look different? He told them the story. And one of his friends, who always used to pursue him to come on the right track, said, wallahi, you look different. Go for the rest of the day. Rest since you didn't sleep at night. After he told him the story. He went in the masjid and slept till after dhuhr. After dhuhr, he hits back home. Real stories. These are not movies or images. He goes back home late. Late than he usually comes. His wife says, where you been? There's something wrong. She's on the doorstep waiting for him. The daughter, who had asked him to repent to Allah, had passed away that day. They take her to the funeral. They wash her and prepare her. And he says, I'm the one who's going to bury her. Everyone who cries over someone, there's going to come a day when they cry upon you. When you weep over someone, there's going to be a day when people weep over us. You mourn people, there's going to come a day when people mourn you. He takes her, and they all say, we want to bury her. He says, no, I'm the one who's going to bury the brightness that caused the change in my life, that caused me to find the path of heaven. That's the path we need to go. The path that changes our life from darkness into brightness. The path that changes our life from depression to happiness. The effect of repentance is not only the life after. It's in this life before the life after. أقول هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين أما بعد. Someone came to Ibrahim ibn Adham and he asked him, Ibrahim, I committed a lot of sins and I'm still committing sins. What do I do? Ibrahim told him the cure to his problem in his unique way. He said, do a few things that I'm going to tell you and then commit anything that you want to commit. He said, oh, what are they? He said, the first one, when you want to make a sin, go find a piece of land that doesn't belong to Allah and then disobey Him in that piece of land. He said, may Allah have mercy on you, Ibrahim. Where can I find that piece of land? Where can I find a piece of land that doesn't belong to Allah? He said, well, if you can't, then you don't commit the sin. He said, okay, what's the next one? He said, go and gain strength and eat and drink from that which Allah didn't provide you. You get your strength from something, the one you're going to disobey didn't provide you. He said, may Allah have mercy on you, Ibrahim. Where can I find that? He said, well, if you can't gain strength from that which Allah didn't provide you, then don't commit a sin. The third thing, he said, go to a location where Allah can't see you. Because you're going to disobey Allah. Do it where you can't see you. That's just like going to your parents. They pay your tuition. Your parents pay your tuition. Your parents support you. And they tell you, come back 11 o'clock at night, that's your curfew. And you come back every day 1 o'clock. How dare you do that when they do all that they do for you? And that's on a small level. Allah, everything He did for you, and you go disobey Him. Go to an area where Allah can see you. He said, where can I find that? May Allah have mercy on you, Ibrahim. I can't find that. He said, then don't disobey Allah if Allah can't see you. The fourth one. He said, when the angel of death comes to you, and you're committing a sin, or you didn't repent from that sin, tell him, hey, give me a few moments. Give me a few moments. And then, take my soul. He said, I can never do that. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ فَلَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً. If your moment comes, you will not be able to delay one moment or proceed it for one moment. He said, then don't commit a sin. So what's the fifth one? He said, the fifth one is, when Allah's going to throw you in hell, and the angels are taking you to throw you in hell, tell them, no, I'm going to heaven. He said, may Allah have mercy on you, Ibrahim. I can't do that. He said, wallahi, you have found the solution right here. I'm never going to commit a sin after this. How dare we? How dare we eat from that which Allah provided? And live on the land Allah gave us. And live in the luxury Allah gave us. And hands and power and wealth and peace. And then we go and disobey. How dare we? How dare we? I want you to go. Wallahi, a nurse was telling me this. He was telling me, one of the things he was saying, he probably said it as a story that he does. So one guy asked him, one of his duties in the hospital, take him from the bed, take him to the toilet. Sit on the toilet. Please help me. Get from the toilet. From my bed to the toilet. Close the door so you won't. I have my privacy. Then come and pick me up when I press the buzzer. And take me back to my bed. He said it was 7-8 steps. 10 steps. He feels the agony of it. He can't get up and walk. How many times a day you walk to the bathroom? Not how many times a day you walk to the bathroom. How many times in your lifetime, most of you are 20 years old. You walk. You enjoy life. You use your hands, your eyesight, your ears. How could you? How could you just do that to disobey Allah? How could you use that which Allah gave you to disobey Him? How could you? Don't think you're all that just because Allah created you and gave you a free choice. You know what you were? يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ إِن كُنْتُمْ فِي رَيْبٍ مِّنَ الْبَعْثِ فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِّن تُرَابٍ. You are non-existent. Your existence. You who think you're powerful. You who think you can disobey Allah and challenge Allah.
You are dirt. فَإِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ تُرَابٍ.
Dirt that you wash your clothes from. Go outside in the street now. If you come out in your clothes, you're going to send your pants or your shirt or your dress to the cleaners so you can wash it. That's what your origin is. Don't think too high of yourself. Allah can demolish you, but He gives you chances. تُرَاب. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. نُطْفَة. A sperm that you wash yourself from. If it comes on your clothes, you're going to wash yourself from that. That's your origin. Don't think too highly of yourself when you want to backbite and defame characters and when you want to commit sins and you think you're all that and all the Muslims are deviants, but you're a sperm. You're a piece of dirt. ثُمَّ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Piece of blood. Same thing. You wash yourself from it. A little tiny drop of blood. ثُمَّ مِنْ مُضْغَةٍ. Mudgha, a piece of meat, piece of flesh with no eyes. And then out of that mudgha, Allah cracked open your eyes, cut open your eyes so you can see. You use your eyes for that which Allah prohibited. He cut open your ears so you can hear. You use that for which Allah prohibited. And He gave that to you? How dare you do that to Allah? Allah gives you chances. But when time comes, He's gonna take you. وَكَذَلِكَ أَخْذُ رَبِّكَ إِذَا أَخَذَ الْقُرَى وَهِيَ ظَالِمَةٌ إِنَّ أَخْذَهُ أَلِيمٌ شَدِيدٌ. Severe. When Allah wants to take someone, He's severely gonna take him. How dare you? You know how many times in your lifetime your heart beats? Approximately, average, 42 million times. You don't even own one of those. One of those. If Allah takes one of those and you own the universe, you can't buy it back. One, a natural heartbeat, wallah, you can own it. You're gonna be asked about every heartbeat in your chest. Every heartbeat that pumped blood into your eyes so you can see, you're gonna be asked about that. Every heartbeat that pumped blood into your ears so you can hear, you're gonna be asked about that. Every heartbeat that pumped blood into your hands, what did you touch with this hand? وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَتِرُونَ أَن يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمْ سَمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ. You never imagined in your wildest imagination that your hands and your feet and your tongue are gonna testify against you? ولكن ظننتم أن الله لا يعلم كثيرا مما تعملون. You thought Allah doesn't know that what you're doing. Because He gave you chances, you thought Allah's not going to give you. Allah's not going to... These hands, these eyes, these ears. Go to the hospitals. Go to the sections in the medical centers where they clean your kidney. The duty of your kidney is to clean the blood. You know how many times a day your kidney cleans your blood? Average 36 times. Pure blood, so you can be energetic. Go to those people who have kidney failures. Their blood is poison, they could die anything. The minimum you need, and I don't want any people we know that are going through this now. 3 days, every 3 days you gotta go. They take your blood from this side into a machine, and it comes back from this side over there after it cleans it. Every 3 days. You gotta make an appointment. You got to get your Medicare. You gotta pay for it. 3 days stress, and if something happens, you may have to go before that. That's the minimum. 3 days. 36 times it happens every day of your life. And it just happens like that by Allah's grace. And you use all that power Allah gave you to disobey Allah. How dare you? Go to the people who have a kidney stone. Now it's easy to get a kidney stone now. Or urinary infection. And tell them, would you pay everything on top of you and under you to get that kidney stone out if it costed that when they're going through the pain? Pain of what? Getting their urine out. Look how that. Look how Allah makes it easy. And then we go and use our private parts to do haram. How dare you? Allah gives and gives. And you go to Allah. I say, let's turn to Allah before the day comes. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Fear that day. Don't say I'm too young. Wallahi, last month, exactly. A month exactly to the day. I got a call from a family I know from a long time. And Adil was with us. He's over here. We went to the hospital a month ago exactly. Wallahi, he's as healthy as can be. I, myself, am not... Every day he's in valleys. He never drank. He never smoked. As healthy as he can be. The family calls and says the doctors had say nothing, no prior warnings. You got 3 to 6 months to live. You got a tumor in his stomach. We went to the hospital the same Friday, same day. He's in the bed. How were you yesterday? How were you doing? Nothing. It just came like that. He didn't live 3 to 6 months. We buried him 2 weeks ago. The blood pressure goes down. Wallahi, I was there. I was the spokesman to the... It's a huge family in Dearborn. And I was spokesman for the family to the doctor. Because they couldn't get along.
the blood pressure the last day, the doctor said, that's it. We can't do it. You can't do nothing. I'm in front of the family over here, in front of the man over here. We can't do nothing. Look at his blood pressure. It's going to keep going down. He told me, look at the machine. It's going to keep going down and down and down until he dies. He said, I give him till 4 o'clock today. He gave him first 3 to 6 months. إن الله عنده علم الساعة. The five things that Allah knows. وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا. You don't know when you're going to die or where you're going to die. You don't know when or where. He said, look at it. Blood pressure, 70 to 82. Down, 60 to so and so. I left the hospital about 12 o'clock at night. It was 40 to I think 52 or something like that. And he said, it's going to keep going down. They called me 2 o'clock, 1:45 at night. He said, come, he only got 15 minutes to live. We went in there, I stepped 2:15, and he's pronounced dead on the spot. Allah could do that to you. Wallah, he never drank, I know. Wallah, he never smoked. A tumor in his stomach, as big as an orange. And that could have been me. That could have been me. He never smoked. He never did alcohol. This could be you. Could this have to be a tumor? Could be that you go out in your car, and you never come back. That's the reality of life. Why not me, Allah, with a clean record? Is it easy? All you gotta do is repent to Allah. All you gotta do is ask Allah for forgiveness. That's all you gotta do. Do it now. It's all in the heart. The first rule for repentance, stop doing what you're doing. Or do that which you're ordered to do. That's the first thing. The second thing, regret what happened. If it's something you were supposed to do, you didn't do. Or if something you weren't, you didn't do, you gotta regret that. You're disobeying to Allah. And the third thing is plan on never going back to it ever again and ask Allah for forgiveness. Three rules and you're done. You can do it now. Why waste time? What if you go in a car accident and you die? God forbid, may Allah give you long and healthy life. What if you're disobedient the manner you dress to the sisters? What if you're disobedient in the manner you talk to the brothers, to the sisters? And you meet Allah like that. Hell is awaiting. Hell is awaiting unless you're covered by Allah's mercy. So do the easy way out. Only that. There's a fourth rule to repentance. And that's if it concerns someone else. If you lashed out at someone, if you talk behind his back and you say, I repented, you gotta go back to that person and clean his record, clean his name. The one who you talked about, you lash, you backbit. You think you're doing it for the sake of Allah. Dalla sa'yuhum fil hayati dunya. You gotta go to him and mention him in good and clear that. Like if I testified against someone and it was a lie, and I put him in jail for 10 years, I have to go fix that. Otherwise, in the judgment day, I'm going to stand before Allah. I will tell those two people, you take from his deeds until you're satisfied. How much you want? How much you want Umrah from his deeds until you're satisfied? When you're satisfied, then this person who used to talk, who used to backbite, who used to steal the wealth of the Muslim, he's bankrupt. Allah will tell him, now you got to take their sins. You got no more deeds to give away. You take their sins. Let us turn to Allah before the day comes where Allah says, fear that day. وَاتَّقُوا يَوْمًا تُرْجَعُونَ فِيهِ إِلَى اللَّهِ ثُمَّ تُوَفَّى كُلُّ نَفْسٍ مَا كَسَبَتْ وَهُمْ لَا يُظْلَمُونَ ثم صلوا على خاتم النبيين وإمام المرسلين فقد أمركم الله بالصلاة والسلام عليه فقال إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي واحدة صلى الله عليه بعشرة اللهم صل وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت وباركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وارض اللهم عن الأربعة الخلفاء عن أمة الحنفاء أبي بكر الصديق وعمر الفاروق وذي النورين عثمان وأبي السبتين علي وعن آل بيت نبيك الطيب الطاهرين وعن أزواج أمهات المؤمنين وعن الصحابة والتابعين وعنا معهم بمنك وعفوك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وعز المسلمين ودمر أعداء الدين. اللهم ارفع علم الجهاد وانصر المجاهدين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في العراق. اللهم احفظ إخواننا المستضعفين في العراق. اللهم احفظ إخواننا المستضعفين في أفغانستان. اللهم عليك بمن طغى وتجبر عليهم. اللهم منزل الكتاب ومجري السحاب وهازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.
قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله
قل قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم وأنيبوا إلى ربكم وأسلموا له من قبل أن يأتيكم العذاب ثم لا تنصرون
يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم